Sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Go ahead and take a few deep breaths. Inhale super deep. Retain the breath. And exhale. And then once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And then one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Okay, so now kind of reflect on your world views. Also, kind of reflect on, we'll call them your, you want to call them your neurotic tendencies, your neurotic habits. And then to be clear, we're not pathologizing any of this, we're just exploring. But now notice how, call it like your coping modes, the way that you cope with your, call it schemas or beliefs, brings about certain outcomes in your life. And then also notice how this is what's normal for you. This is what you're habituated to. You have your routines, and you have your routine way of viewing life, viewing yourself, viewing other. Notice all of that and try to bring a quality of appreciation and curiosity. You're studying the mind. Notice how it actually feels very comfortable. And then here, you especially focus on the neurotic bits. So you have your neurotic patterns and they feel comfortable. They're well known to you. And now I think it's helpful to reflect that we like what we know. There's actually empirical evidence for how we like what we know. It's like we like the food that we were raised on, right? We're comfortable with the way that things are. And so actually acknowledge that change feels a bit uncomfortable. Like, I have my way of viewing life, dealing with life, and it's gotten me this far. And let's acknowledge that. And now pick one of your, we'll call it schemas or worldviews, beliefs, or one of the coping modes or parts that help you manage life, based on the kind of implicit belief that you hold, that's, we'll call it neurotic. So pick one of those And imagine that you did not view life that way, or that you could not act out that particular way that's so well known to you. To be clear, this is not telling you to be different. This is an experiment, the thought experiment. So see yourself not being able to either believe the schema or act out the mode. And now just notice what arises. Probably a lot of maybe unfamiliar and maybe even scary, I don't know, ways of being or behaviors present themselves as possible or even necessary. Just notice that. It's really interesting. Notice how you're, if the schema or mode were absent, your world would be different. Your behaviors would be different. And really acknowledge how that's a bit scary and uncomfortable. There's resistance around that. Keep investigating how this is. Maybe it feels better to avoid this. Makes sense. And if you want, give voice out loud. I don't want this situation where my symptoms don't kind of rule my life. Like, acknowledge that. There's a part of you that doesn't want that. You have a whole worldview and habit of living that's all wrapped up in the old way. But now also, let's be fair-minded. Let's go ahead and look at some of the positives of this old schema or set of modes not being there. What would it be like if this weren't there? If you didn't have to act out this way and like really feel into the positives and the new opportunities and the openness. Let yourself feel into that. And now, go ahead and list out the reasons for, the pros for kind of letting go of this schema, letting go of this mode and being in the world in a different way. And this is just an investigation. We're not trying to convince you of anything. This is just an investigation. Go ahead and do that. So what are the benefits of letting go of the schema and being in the world in a different way? Keep listing out the pros, and as you're listing out these benefits, really feel into it. Have it feel real and exciting. if you like, have the perfect nurturers reinforce this. See these benefits that you see here. Also have the perfect nurturers validate that it's okay to want that. Okay, good. And now I really want us to be fair-minded. So let's go back and look at the pros, like the benefits of not changing, of kind of staying, we'll call it stuck in the old schemas and beliefs and modes. And there's a lot of benefits, and let's go look at that fair-mindedly. List out those benefits. And as you're doing this, really have a quality of tolerance towards yourself. Like, this is okay. It's okay to even want to stick with your resistance, stick with your old schemas and modes. Totally fine. Good. Now here shortly, we'll come to the close, but just step back. And now imagine that you step out of the meditation. And now look back at the meditation with this kind of broad-mindedness such that you can see all the context. What were the lessons here? What did you see? What did you learn? Take a minute with that. Also, as you're doing this, notice how you understand yourself better. Notice how you're pathologizing yourself less. You feel less shame. And now we'll do just a minute of Tonglen or a compassion practice. So now I want you to go back and see how there's really some turmoil and upset and some suffering in your life. Like there's a part of you that's torn about how to proceed in life. And you've wrestled quite a lot with your own psychology. See that clearly now. Have a sense of understanding, compassion towards yourself. There's real suffering mixed up with this. And now reflect, oh yeah, this is very, very common. So many others struggle in just the same way as I do. And now recognize this shared humanity. Shared human experience, so similar. And now on the in-breath, reflect on the suffering of all beings that struggle in this way, that have this inner turmoil like you. And on the out-breath, send peace and well-being to all beings, including yourself.
Now keep going with that. So on the out-breath, sending peace. On the in-breath, reflecting on the suffering. See how you really get it. Okay, good. Now dissolving that scene. Count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.